Hatred and fighting cannot bring happiness to anyone, even to the winners of battles. Violence always produces misery, so it is essentially counterproductive. It is time for world leaders to learn to transcend differences of race, culture, and ideology in order to regard one another with appreciation of our common human situation. To do so would uplift individuals, communities, nations, and the world at large. Mass media, including the internet, can make a considerable contribution here by giving greater coverage to human interest items that reflect the ultimate oneness of humanity. International organizations, to a large extent, are ignoring their humanitarian responsibilities. I hope that all international organizations, especially the United Nations, will be more active and effective in serving humanity and promoting international understanding. It will indeed be tragic if a few powerful members misuse world bodies such as the UN for their one-sided interests. The UN must become the chief instrument of world peace. It is the only source of hope for small, oppressed nations, and hence for the planet as a whole. Within each nation, the individual ought to be given the right to achieve happiness. And among nations, there must be equal concern for the welfare of even the weakest nations. I am not suggesting that one system is better than another and that all should adopt it. On the contrary, a variety of political systems and ideologies is desirable given the diverse dispositions within the human community. This variety enhances our prospects for happiness. Therefore, each national community should be free to evolve its own political and socioeconomic system based on the principle of self-determination. By the same token, because all nations are more economically dependent upon one another than ever before, human understanding must go beyond national boundaries to embrace the international community at large. Indeed, unless we can create an atmosphere of genuine cooperation in which threatened or actual use of force is replaced by heartfelt understanding, world problems will only increase. Not only is the gap between rich and poor morally wrong, but as a practical matter, it is a source of problems. If people in poorer countries are denied the happiness they desire and deserve, they will be dissatisfied and pose problems for the rich. If unwanted social, political, and cultural restrictions continue to be imposed upon unwilling people, the prospects for world peace grow dim. However, if we satisfy people at a heart-to-heart level, peace will surely ensue.